Welcome to the podcast Career Connections with the HR Insider, where we teach you how to stay, flow, or go in your career with your host, Barbara Mason, bringing you 20 years of the inside scoop and what really matters in your career. Our passion is helping you find yours.
Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of Career Connections with the HR Insider. And today I'm talking about three ways you can stand out at work. That's right. Three ways you can stand out at work. By now we're trudging along into the second month of the year and almost in the third. It goes by so fast. And so one of the things, if you had a pledge of a new year, a new you, then I want to give you three ways that you can rebrand yourself this year at work, start over if you need to, or just level up in your career. I'm going to give you three ways to stand out. Because let me just say this, the competition, whether you know it or not, on your job is fierce, right? Not only are you competing with those that are trying to get into your company externally, but you're also, quote unquote, competing with the people that already work there. And so if you want more career opportunities in the future, if you want to grow in your career, if you want to do something different than what you're doing now, you're going to need to stand out. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always a time to blend in, and there are certain situations when you should blend in. But for the purpose of this podcast, I want to talk to you about how to stand out if you're looking to grow in your career or to be promoted or just to be noticed, okay? And so let's just jump right in. And so number one is this, is attitude. And I know that you've heard the cliches that your attitude determines your altitude and all of that. And you know what? It really is true. And I think sometimes we de-emphasize or we do not put the right importance on attitude when it comes in the workplace, but it absolutely, absolutely, positively affects your career. And so what people say about you and your attitude at work, number one, it needs to be consistent, okay? So no one wants to work with someone who one day they're like this and the next day they're like this. And have you ever worked with someone that you just didn't know who you were going to get when you were going to get them? Like you couldn't pinpoint, you couldn't for certain know that every time I deal with this individual or every time I talk to this person, they're going to be the exact same. And let me tell you, consistency goes a long way when it comes to attitude because people begin to rely upon you. They can depend upon you. They know exactly what they're getting. And it lends itself to genuine authenticity. If you change at work because of your mood, or they don't know who they're getting from one day to the next, then whether you know it or not, there is a level of distrust, not necessarily trusting you, but they can't trust the process, the product, or whatever you are behind because they don't know if it's going to be consistent. So when it comes to attitude, it is really key to standing out. There have been plenty of times in my leadership when I had additional projects or additional things that I wanted to give one of my team members, right? And there were some things, especially when I was in senior level roles, that I needed people to help me work on that was going to be more of a learning and growth opportunity for them. And it was going to kind of just relieve some stuff off of my plate. And so I had a choice of who I could pick or select to get this extra work. And let me tell you that attitude played a big part in it, especially if they were going to be working closely with me. Because what I didn't want was someone that was going to complain about the extra work. I did not want someone that I was going to have to hold their hand because they couldn't think for themselves. Nor did I want to give it to someone who one day they're like this and the next day they're like this. Like one day it's I want to be developed and the next day is I can't believe she gave me extra work. And so attitude is really important. And so when you think about as leaders are making decisions around who gets what, who gets the extra, who gets the new project, who gets a chance to present before the board. Attitude has a lot to do with it. And so how you show up at work with your attitude in times of good, in times of change, in times of when you're short staffed, all of that plays a part into your brand. And so I want you to think about and to take inventory. Can people depend on you to have a consistent attitude? And whatever the consistent attitude is it good? Are you a complainer at work? Do you see the negative in everything and you don't have a positive spin? Are you complimentary or are you degrading? I really want you to think about that, because I think sometimes we don't think that how we act at work with our attitude, even when we don't agree or when we see things a different way, there is a way to do it. There is a way to communicate it verbally. There's a way to communicate it with your body language, and all of that goes into attitude. If when your boss asks you to do something that's additional because you guys are short staffed, how you respond in that moment says a whole lot. And I can speak a lot on this because I've been in leadership for 15 years. And so I knew the people on my team that could get it done. And I also knew the people that could get it done and I wasn't going to hear about it. Like, they had a great attitude the whole time. So attitude is one way that you can stand out at work, is by having a pleasant, positive attitude and being consistent. What you want to be said about you is that, man, when we ask Rachel to do this, or when we ask Rachel to do anything, she's always very positive. She's a team player. She's always willing to help out. You never know if she's having a bad day. She's always supportive. She's always encouraging. Those are the words that you want to hear, and those are the things that's going to make you stand out. So attitude is number one. So we're talking today about three ways to stand out at work, three ways to set yourself apart. Attitude is number one. Number two is your work output. It's what are you getting done at work? Are you doing your job? And I know that should go without saying, and that's the price of admission, but how you do your work is going to set you apart. There are people that do good work, and then there are people that do exceptional work. You want to be in the exceptional category, because remember, we're talking about standing out. If you want to be promoted, if you want more responsibility, if you want to be viewed in a different light, if you're trying to rebrand yourself at work, your work output, what you produce and how you produce it, has to be exceptional. It cannot be average. You cannot just do as you're told. You have to go the extra mile. You have to go above and beyond. You have to be proactive and not reactive. When you see a need, you have to meet the need. That is how you stand out. So many people want to promote at work. They want more responsibility. They want to go into leadership. And if you haven't heard, this is one of the things that one of my mentors told me early on in my career, is that before you aspire to do more, before you desire to be in leadership or to get another job, you need to be doing your current job really, really well. Let there be nothing said about your work performance and your attitude. And so the second way to stand out is your work output. When they look at your work or the results of your work, can they tell that it was done with excellence? Or was it just done? And it's okay. It's done well. There's no mistakes, but it was just done average because you can. Or can they see that you went the extra mile? Can they see that, okay, you know, we asked for a brief presentation. Not only did he give me a brief presentation, but he also gave me some additional documents to review and to think about as I review his presentation. Man, you know, I asked Gerald to do X, Y, and Z, and talked to this employee. Not only did he talk to that employee, but he also got opinions from five other employees. He held a focus group to get more information on the struggles that we're having in the department. And I really only asked him to talk to one. So your work output is going to speak on your behalf. And so again, as you are going about your day, as you do your work, check your attitude, which is number one. But also look at your work. Is there more that you can do that really shows and demonstrates that it is exceptional, that it's exemplary, that it's worthy to be talked about? And you don't have to wave a banner. You don't have to hire a cheerleading squad to say, hey, look at me. Look at what I did. I promise you, coming from a vantage point of leadership, if you have done exemplary work consistently, time and time again, it is going to show. So when you think about more responsibility, being promoted, or going into new roles or uncharted territory, as leaders are picking, they're looking for people that have great work output. Great work output. So that is number two. Number three is this: your image and dress plays a big part in standing out at work. Now, you probably thought that was not going to be number three, and I'm glad if you thought that, because this is one that we don't talk about enough. And in being in corporate America for the last 20 years, this is something that I have seen trip people up over and over and over again. How you present yourself in your dress at work says a lot about you, whether you realize it or not. Now, everybody's environment is different. My last environment was a very business, corporate, business dress environment. So the requirement, the expectations, and the standards were a lot higher than the job that I had before that, which was more business casual. But no matter what your environment is at work, whatever the standard is, whether it's casual, business casual, or business dress, you need to make sure that you're adhering to the image and the standard of the company, and that your look is on par with your culture and your environment. Does that mean that you can't be an individual? No, it doesn't mean that. But how you show up at work says a lot. And especially if you're trying to get into positions of a higher level, if you're trying to change your scenery, be with more executives, if you're trying to get the new project, if you're trying to be awarded an award, if you're trying to be recognized, then your image plays a big part in that. So making sure that your clothes fit properly, making sure that your look is on trend, not trendy, but again, that you're following the guidelines of whatever is acceptable at your company. And sometimes that means that you're not trendy. So what I mean by that, so one of the places that I worked before that was a very professional dress atmosphere, there was this phase going on when ladies would wear these silk-like pants. They almost like pajama pants. It was something very fashionable, very trendy, but not necessarily appropriate for work. So you have to be mindful of what may be trendy, but that may not fit your culture. And again, that same individual that would dress like that, that we would have to talk to, may be okay in a different type of environment. So the message here is know what your environment is from a dress and image standpoint. Also, look at the people that are in the leadership roles that you aspire to be in. How do they dress? How do they present themselves? Making sure that you are crisp and clean. That means simply not being wrinkled, your hygiene, your all of that stuff goes into it. And I know it sounds very elementary, but again, people that don't pay attention to these types of things are generally the people that are upset and frustrated, and they're confused as to why they're not moving forward. They're not clear or sure on why no one is paying attention to them. And remember, perception is the reality of the beholder. It doesn't have to be true, but people start to ascribe certain things to you based on how you show up in your image. And so if your image looks sloppy, if it looks tattered, if it doesn't look put together, then they assume, well, maybe they're not into details. Maybe they don't care about the big picture. It doesn't have to be true, but people start to make certain assumptions about you just based on how you show up at work. And so I want you to again, think about your image at work. Is it consistent? Can people count on you day in and day out to dress professionally, to have a clean look, to be put together and not tattered? Can they feel comfortable that they can put you in front of the board of directors? If I ask, you know, Joanne to speak on our behalf at an external event, am I going to be afraid of what Joanne is going to wear? Because when she comes in the office, one day it looks like she's dressed for a board meeting, and the next day it looks like she's dressed to go to the club. This is real talk. And so if you want to stand out at work, you have to pay attention to your image. As I progressed in my career, this is one of the things personally that I did not pay enough attention to on the front end. And it took some very tough feedback for me to change it. When I got the feedback, I was devastated because I wasn't paying attention to this area. But I got over my hurt and my embarrassment and my being disappointed in myself because I wasn't paying attention in this area. And then I went and I got me an image consultant. Now for you, that may be way off track. If you can do it yourself, do it yourself. But my point is this, is that I know firsthand what a difference it makes. Because when I started paying attention to my image at work, things began to change. How people responded to me changed. It doesn't make it right, but this is reality. And so if you want to stand out at work, you must take inventory of your image and how you show up in terms of your dress and what you wear and how you wear it. Okay. So today, these three tips will help solidify you as you progress throughout your career. These are things that are timeless. Meaning it's not faddish, it's not trendy. If you work on and have a pleasant, consistent attitude, which is number one, that never goes out of style. Number two is have exemplary work performance. Go above and beyond. Your work output has to be of excellence. That is timeless. It does not go out of style. It's going to work for you as a millennial in your career, and it's going to work for you when you're close to retirement age. It transcends every gender, every age range, every profession, every industry. And then number three is making sure that your dress and your image are on par for the culture that you're in and for the types of jobs that you are in or you aspire to be in. So I hope that this helps you today. I hope, again, that you take inventory. See where you may be weak in one, two, or three of these areas, and where you like, okay, I got that. I need to focus on this. And wherever you are on these three areas, there is help available. If I can help you in any way, please reach out. As you hear the outro of the podcast, you'll get all of my contact information. But as always, remember to expect greater in your career. And one of the ways that you expect greater is to show up and be greater. I hope that this podcast has helped you, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Career Connections. You can find us at www.careerpathwaysconsulting.com or on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter under Career Pathways Consulting. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, don't be satisfied with the status quo in your career and life. Expect greater, because life is too short to do anything different. See you next time.